It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our neighbors and friends just across the county line to see what is happening over in Chatham. And today I have a special guest in studio with me. And goodness, there is plenty to talk about with Chatham County Health Director Mike Zelick, who, as I said, joins me in the studio. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Chatham County Roundup.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. I think it makes sense to start by talking COVID and talking about the updates that we got from our state health officials and the governor yesterday. I think a lot of people are starting to feel nervous about being a second holiday season where they're having to worry about needing to get tested beforehand, needing to wear a mask if you're you know, around a large group of folks. But I feel like in reality, that's not too surprising. So I figure we start here. Is what we're seeing right now of kind of these cases getting a little higher again because of a new variant and just because of winter surprising at all to you and to people who are in the health field?
So first of all, I'd just like to say thank you. I was glad to hear that it's going to stop raining in a couple hours. It's been a wet day. So that was welcome news for me driving around in this weather. For us, we see this. We saw this last year in winter. As you get into the holiday season, as you get into the colder weather, cases tend to rise. That's what we see with other respiratory viruses as well. So I don't think that's a surprise. I think, you know, of course, you mentioned the new variant, Omicron, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it today. That is certainly a form of the virus that is more infectious than previous forms. That's what we're seeing pretty clearly now. And I think it is a little bit surprising just how quickly it is outpacing Delta around the country. So I saw an update this morning from the CDC. We saw cases last week. The week before, when you look at the variants circulating in the U.S., I think it was around 12-13% was Omicron. Last week, it was up around 73%. So that's a pretty rapid increase that reflects just how infectious this virus is. Now, that's not a reason to panic. I think, as you alluded to, we've got some really good tools now, especially the vaccine and the booster and some others that can really keep this from doing what the virus has done previously when we didn't have all of those tools. So I think that's really reassuring for us. And from where I sit as a practitioner, as a health director, we want to tell people what they can do. And what you can do is get vaccinated. You can get boosted, wear a mask in indoor public places, and get tested before those holiday gatherings. So we got some recommendations there. We got the tools there, and that should, you know, help ease some of those concerns.
It's pretty much the same messaging that has been happening all year. Just I think people might be tuned in a little bit more with the news of a new variant popping up and, of course, people getting ready for the holiday season. So not too surprising there. And, you know, it does sound like early research for Omicron. Of course, it's way more contagious, as we're seeing from some of these numbers. Still trying to figure out whether it's as serious with symptoms. But from, again, a health director point of view, it's going to be pretty normal to see variants like this pop up just over time, right? Because this is essentially, COVID-19 is different from the flu, but we get different strains and types of the flu and other sicknesses that kind of go around the world each year, right?
That's right, and we've seen it throughout with the pandemic. And so I think I try to remind folks we've been here before. Now this one looks a little different, but I know with Alpha there were questions, with Delta there were questions, and now with Omicron there are questions, and things change. But we're talking about the same disease, right? We're talking about COVID-19, and so the good news is the vaccines, especially with that booster, are holding up pretty well, especially against severe illness and death. And that's really what vaccines are designed to do. And so I think that should really give us that reassurance. So while this looks a little different, we've been here before, and I hope that the tools that I'm talking about, the measures that I'm talking about, sound familiar because we're talking about a respiratory virus and we're talking about COVID.
We're speaking with Mike Zelick, who is the Chatham County Health Director. The Chatham County government website is chathamcountync.gov. I want to take a look at how things are going in Chatham. Obviously, we talk a good bit here in Orange County about the vaccination rate, and we get updates from our own health director, Quintana Stewart. But how have things been looking in Chatham County when it comes to the rate of booster shots? And we know that kids 5 to 11 years old just got approved to get their first COVID vaccines within the last month and a half or so. How has both of those efforts been going so far?
Yeah, absolutely. And Quintana, my colleague here in Orange County, is an exceptional health director. So you're fortunate to have her on the air, and Orange County is fortunate to have her as health director. We're seeing a steady demand for COVID vaccination. So looking at boosters, and I don't have the numbers right here in front of me, but looking at kind of how things are going in our clinic, we see a steady flow of folks still coming in for boosters. I talked with another provider yesterday who sets up on certain days of the week, and they saw as much demand as they had seen throughout the last several weeks. So I think folks are really getting the message that these boosters are really, they do what they're supposed to do, which is to boost your protection. And folks are taking us up on that, and that's great to see. In terms of the 5 to 11 age group vaccinations, our most recently eligible group, Chatham is, we'd like to see the numbers get higher. Chatham's in the top, I think, six or so in the state. That is about 26% of 5 to 11-year-olds have rolled up their sleeve at least once for that first dose. Again, we want to see that number keep creeping up. That'll help us move through this all as safely as possible. But we're grateful to, you know, the many partners out there who've helped make that happen. Schools like Woods Charter, who helped coordinate a vaccine clinic with their school nurse there, Kimberly. That's really what it takes. It takes a village. It's a team sport. It's public health. We're grateful to all those folks who have helped make this happen.
Is that rate a little surprising to you or to other health people? Because it does seem like in North Carolina, the rates of, and again, it's only been a month since these vaccines have been approved for 5 to 11 years old, but those rates are definitely different than the rates we saw for adults at the beginning of this year when the vaccines were certainly first offered.
Yeah, we've seen with each kind of age group, as you decrease 10 years, you decrease some percentage points typically. So those older adults have among the highest vaccination rates, and they're the most important ones to get vaccinated and boosted. But of course, for us, we like to see everybody who's eligible get vaccinated. So surprise, I wouldn't say so, but we hope to see it get higher.
I know that it is not your job necessarily to speculate, and obviously when it comes to COVID-19, we always want to be based in science. But as you said, this vaccine, there to prevent serious illness and death. And looking back on where we were a year ago, right when this vaccine was beginning to get rolled out to our frontline healthcare workers, and where we are now, it's just very stark with how abundant the vaccine is, how many people have gotten it, but we still have kind of a long way to go. In your mind, where would we be in terms of just the COVID-19 response without this vaccine?
It would be much different. And I can tell you with the Delta surge late summer, if we didn't have vaccines, I think it would have been as hard as it was with cases, as many folks ended up in the hospital and sadly some deaths we had. If we didn't have the vaccine, it would have been a completely different situation, and there's studies out there, and it's hard to get their best guesses, their projections of what would have happened without the vaccine. But a recent study showed that a projection of 1.1 million, I believe it was, additional deaths that would have likely happened if we didn't have vaccinations. So when we say vaccines save lives, this is what we mean. You know, rolling up your sleeve and getting vaccinated, that's that protection that helps to keep you out of the hospital, keep you off the ventilator, and keep you alive. And that's really a testament to the science behind it. And I always give credit to the hardworking public health staff and healthcare workers, pharmacists, everybody who's played a role. And that's a lot of community partners there who have coordinated events, done outreach. All of that is part of the puzzle to help save lives. And it made a huge difference.
As you said, public health is a team effort. And I think that's a great example of it. We're speaking with Mike Zelek, the Chatham County Health Director. Again, chathamcountync.gov is the county's website, and they've got some information about COVID vaccine sites in Chatham County. You can also go to myspot.nc.gov to check that out as well. We're obviously reflecting on this past year, but want to look ahead a little bit too. What are some of the steps that you're seeing Chatham County prepare for in 2022, either when it comes to COVID-19 response or just some general public health response?
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, we all want to see that light at the end of the tunnel, right, and move past this. And I think we're so focused right now on vaccines and boosters and some of the holiday messaging. We're trying to keep things as in check as possible. We recognize that Omicron is a little bit of a different beast. So we take that into consideration. But again, we have those tools. So I think as we look into early 2022, we'll continue that focus, continue to monitor, get through this kind of winter Omicron hump here, and see where we are and see how we move forward. Public health is a very broad discipline. I know it can feel like to folks it's a COVID-19 department, but public health does a lot more than that. It's a lot of outreach, community-based work, health equity work, partnerships, environmental health, clinical services, all of this. There's a lot of other health issues there. We continue to work on those, so it may not be in the spotlight all the time, but I know our staff is ready to continue to elevate those. And, you know, I'd like, for the sake of our staff who's worked so hard over the last 2 years, to have a nice holiday break so that they can relax a little bit and hopefully re-energize as we go into 2022. We also have the Chatham County Community Assessment underway right now, and our communication specialist, Zach Horner, just made the plug for me. So we're out collecting surveys. Folks got some in the mail. We have a random sample out there. So if you got a survey and haven't taken the time to do it, please go for and take that. We really appreciate your input. It helps guide our work and make sure that what we do is rooted in the community perspective and community needs.
Well, in addition to responding to that survey, what do you think is one thing that all Chathamites need to keep in mind heading into 2022 when it comes to public health or, you know, just preparing for the new year?
Great question. I think that we're all in this together. And I think the pandemic has reminded us how connected we all are. And I think, and I hope, as we, you know, reflect during the holiday season, we know this has been a challenging time, a challenging couple of years for everyone. What I hope as we come out of it is that we can remind ourselves that we're all part of the same community, that we're all in this together, that we all want what's best for ourselves, for our families, our loved ones, and our community, and that we, you know, as we move forward, we continue to focus on that.
Well, once again, ChathamCountyNC.gov, the county government website, if you want to check out anything regarding the health department over there, whether it's COVID-19 response or anything else along those lines. Mike Zellick, Chatham County Health Director, thanks so much for stopping by here on the Chatham County Roundup and filling us in on what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Yeah, I was going to say, hope we'll be able to get you back on the air at some point soon.